Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this first Sunday in Lent, Year C. Our readings for today, Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 to 11, Psalm 91, Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 8b to verse 13, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. The Lord is here. We need not fear, for His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for God's Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, this is your world, and we are your people. This is your time, and we have come to give you our worship. You have called us by name, and we have come to give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, we live in a fallen world. Each day we are tempted to turn away from you and to worship our gods of self-ambition, self-sufficiency, and self-centeredness. We rejoice that, though he was tempted just as we are, Christ remained faithful to you. We have come to worship the one who was truly human and who brought your divine nature close to every one of us. We pray that through our worship, we may lift up Christ, so that all people might be drawn to him. We ask this in his name. Amen. We have the hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation, CPWI 384. we pray the collect for the first Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And, as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Choosing God's Way. Choosing God's Way. In our journey of life, we are faced with having to make choices. We are invited to choose between doing good and doing evil, to choose between being children of light or children of darkness. We are called to choose between following the way of the world or following the way of Christ. Jesus says, "If you are not with me, you are against me." There is, therefore, no neutral position in our spiritual journey. The situation is clear. We either choose to follow the way of the world, the flesh, and the devil, or follow the way of Christ. Just as Christ invites us to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow him. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Peter, in his first letter, chapter 5, verse 5, invites the elders of the church to clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Peter continues, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time." Peter advises, "Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Be steadfast in your faith." 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 to 9a. The devil is our adversary. The devil is against anyone who desires to follow Christ. The devil was bold enough to tempt Christ himself. We, therefore, will not escape his attention. Our gospel today from Luke chapter 4 reminds us that the devil is a supreme opportunist. He chooses our moments of weakness, physical, emotional, and spiritual, in order to wage his war against us. If he could tempt the Son of God, he certainly will seek to devour us. Luke tells us that Jesus was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where he fasted 40 days. And he would have been in communion with the Father, affirming his relationship and his obedience to the Father, and his determination to carry out the task that the Father had set before him. For 40 days, Jesus fasted. He spoke in prayer and listened to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. After 40 days, he was physically and emotionally exhausted, but he would have been spiritually reinforced. The devil chose that time to tempt Jesus. The devil felt that this was the right time to provoke Jesus to do something through promise or persuasion. If he could win Jesus over now, he would have foiled God's plan for the salvation of the world, and he would be the ruler of the world. The devil, believing that Jesus was at a point of weakness, tries to get him to focus on himself. He tries to get Jesus to satisfy his need by using his power, that power which was to be used for healing, teaching, and working of miracles. The devil invites Jesus to use his power to satisfy his need rather than the needs of God's people. If Jesus had succumbed to the invitation of the devil to prove that he was the Son of God and satisfy his physical need, he would come under the control of the devil rather than under the control of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father. The devil approaches. If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. Luke chapter 4, verse 3. Of course, a loaf of bread would not have satisfied all the physical needs of Jesus. And that is the way the devil operates. Even as he offers to satisfy us, what he offers is never able to satisfy all our needs. We are kept wanting more, so we turn to him again and again, and we will never be satisfied. Only a relationship with God can satisfy that deep longing in our souls. The psalmist expresses that desire this way: as a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2a. Do not be fooled. The devil cannot satisfy that deep longing in our hearts. Only the Word of God and obedience to God and to the guidance of the Holy Spirit can do that. Jesus responds by quoting words from the experience of the children of Israel in the wilderness as they trusted God to provide for them. He responds, "One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Obedience to the word of the Lord can lead to the complete satisfaction of the longing of our hearts. The devil is not perturbed by one rejection. He offers Jesus power and authority of all the kingdoms of the world. Showing Jesus in an instant all the kingdoms of the world, the devil says to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Luke chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. The great deceiver is offering something that is not his. In fact, he is offering Jesus kingdoms that are not his, but to which Jesus has greater claim than the devil had. For remember, Jesus was the Word that brought creation, the whole creation, into being. And while the kingdom that the devil was offering would pass into oblivion, remember, the angel Gabriel said to Mary that her son will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. Under false pretenses, the devil is trying to get Jesus to commit idolatry, to worship a god beside Jehovah, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Jesus refuses. "It is written," he said, "worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Luke chapter 4, verse 8. The devil does not give up. He tries a third time. This time, he offers Jesus fame. "Do something spectacular. Attract the crowd. Seek the adulation of the world rather than seek acceptance from the Father." The devil takes Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple and says to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Verses 10 and 11. Jesus understands that God is to be obeyed, not tested. God is faithful and true. God will always be faithful and true. So there is no need to put God to the test. What God requires is obedience. Jesus refuses to do the devil's bidding, and the devil departs from him until an opportune time. Today, the devil continues to tempt the follower of Jesus to get us to go against the Father's will for us. We need to bear in mind that what the devil offers truly belongs to God and has been distorted by evil. What the devil offers may satisfy our physical needs, but our spiritual needs can only be satisfied by a relationship with God. Following the will of the devil will bring us disappointment and heartache. Following the will of God may bring us suffering in this life, but Paul reminds us that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans chapter 5, verse 3b to 5. Let us therefore, in the face of constant temptation by the devil, remain focused on the Word of God and obedient to the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Why? Because we belong to God and God's people, while we will always be targeted by the devil, will remain faithful to the God who loves us and gave his Son to die, that we might have life. Let us therefore, like Jesus, dismiss the devil with the word of God and obedience to God's Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Lord Jesus, for 40 days you fasted and were tested to your core. Give your church the faith to set aside all that masks the spiritual struggles within. We will worship you with all our heart and soul and strength. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Lord Jesus, in the wilderness, you went without securities and confronted your fears. Give to the nations courage to put away politics, the politics of suspicion and panic. Protect us all that seek from all that seeks to divide and exploit the vulnerable. And so we pray for peace in the Ukraine. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Lord Jesus, you placed yourself at the mercy of hunger and weakness. Give to the satisfied concern and compassion for those who are not sure of their next meal. Preserve us from gluttony and excessive living. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Lord Jesus, who endured the dry places and the discomfort of stones for your bed, give to all who feel their life is parched the refreshment of your living stream. Bring us to trust in your mercy. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Lord Jesus, alone you became at one with the Father and the Spirit. Be with us, that we may enter the silence of your eternity. As we call on your name, bring us to your salvation. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have a hymn, CPWI 671, My God, Accept My Heart This Day. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek full rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus sanctify us and keep us from all evil. May he drive far from us all hurtful things and purify both our souls and bodies. May he bind us to himself by the bond of love, and may his peace abound in our hearts. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and always. Amen. We pray that you will continue to have a spiritual journey throughout Lent. Remember that we have been given a few less restrictions. We pray that we will follow the regulations. Remember to worship God every day, to wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds. Watch your distance. If you can touch the person next to you, you're too close. And of course, wear your mask. Do have a very productive week. We have the hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised.